The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Patricia for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next hour I will be reading to you from Time Magazine. Today's program is underwritten by G. Suggs Insurance. Please contact G. Suggs Insurance, your local independent agent. That is GSUGGSinsurance.com or call 919-875-8889. Today's edition of Time Magazine is, as usual, bordered in red on the front cover with a narrow white inner border. Time in large white block lettering is in white superimposed upon a bright blue sky background. Our 100th year is the thumbprint corner in the upper right for turning the page, and the photo illustration, excuse me, the cover illustration, I don't know if it's a photo, although it may have been photoshopped, shows a group of people, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 in all, riding a roller coaster. Mr. Donald Trump is in the front car, and his hands are high in the air, his red necktie is waving in the breeze. He's wearing a blue suit, a white shirt, and his blondish hair is also blowing in the wind. Behind him, about three cars back, sits a rather terse-looking Ron DeSantis. Others occupy the following cars fairly closely. Mr. Mike Pence is there, along with former governor, I think, Chris Christie. I'm unable to identify all the rest. Most are wearing dark blue suits, white shirts, and red ties. Mr. DeSantis is not. He's wearing a dark blue jacket. Well, question, how do you stop Trump? And this is by Molly Ball, Albia, Iowa. Mr. Trump is pictured in this photograph, surrounded by many people. His arm is in the air, waving. He's smiling. He's wearing the dark blue jacket and the white shirt with the American flag lapel pin. There are camera people. There are probably security people. It's a mob. The Iowa voter had a question for Ron DeSantis, a plea of sorts on behalf of all the small-town people. Outsiders suggest we are the flyover country, the racists, the deplorables, the Walmart shoppers. Jason Summers, a 53-year-old Republican activist who owns a small insurance business, tells the governor of Florida. Presidential candidates, he adds, come around every 4 years. They kiss our babies, pat us on the head, and send us on our way, and then forget about us. How could the residents of Albia, Iowa, population 3,712, be sure that it's DeSantis would not abandon them, too? Less than an hour earlier, DeSantis had roared into town, juggernaut style, disembarking from a bus emblazoned with his name and that of Never Back Down, his $100 million super PAC, trailed by a dozen advisors and security staff. DeSantis has vowed to visit all of Iowa's 99 counties, albeit Monroe County would be number 31, precisely for moments like this one, a chance to commune with voters and perhaps even have the sort of viral moment that would loft his struggling campaign back into contention for the GOP presidential nomination. Now he stood in front of points out that while people may associate his state with places like Miami or Palm Beach or Central Florida theme parks, it also has a lot of those types of communities. They are important, DeSantis adds, in part because they produce many recruits for the military and law enforcement. But I do think the clash of kind of elites on the coast is these guys have really strong values here, and they don't always like that. He concludes, without a flicker of passion. This is the man who was supposed to be the Trump slayer, yet as the 2024 campaign lumbers into gear, DeSantis has never looked like less of a threat to the former president's chances of returning to office. Bloodied by a barrage of typically nasty Trump insults and millions in negative ads from Trump's allies, his campaign has been a litany of disappointment, declining steadily in the polls since its botched Twitter launch, May 24. His culture war message is not moving voters. Donors fret he's not ready for prime time. Pundits pick apart his every stilted move. The campaign has recently undergone an extended reboot, laying off dozens of staff and replacing the campaign manager. Many of the same conservatives who once crowned him the future of the GOP are already declaring him toast. It is somehow both early and late in a Republican primary campaign of maximum consequence, the race that will determine whether next year's election turns into the sequel that few Americans claim to want, Biden versus Trump once again. Two early rival campaigns, and many voters say, for people to start paying attention and making up their minds about a primary season half a year away. And yet it already feels too late for anyone to lay a finger on Trump, whose lead in polls stands at 30 to 40 points. The front runner, meanwhile, has put forth the minimum imaginable effort, sleepwalking through rote speeches, jeering at federal law enforcement, visiting Iowa only a handful of times. He has skipped campaign cattle calls, insulted the state's popular Republican governor, danced around the abortion issue that animates many of the religious conservatives who make up the backbone of the GOP base. Just a week before the first